Track 9 and more news stories. More than 1,000 people apply to join police in the region. News figures released by a Freedom of Information request show more than 1,000 people applied to join Devon and Cornwall Police last year. In 2025, 1,304 people applied to join the force in 2025, including via the Police Constable Degree Apprenticeship, Police Constable Entry Programme and Detective Constable Entry Programme, the Freedom of Information request shows. It should be noted that the data does not include applications via the Degree Holder Entry Programme or the Professional Policing Degree route. Of the total figure, 995 passed the initial two-part online screening process for applicants, known as SIFT. In total, Devon and Cornwall Police welcomed a total of 1,446 officers between 2019 and 2023.
More turning to local services to quit smoking. New figures released by NHS South West have revealed that more people in the region than ever before are turning to local services to try to quit smoking. Dr. Justin Varney Bennett, South West Regional Director of Public Health, said it's really good news to see that more people in the South West have made a commitment to give up smoking and are accessing the many local stop smoking services that are available in their communities. We can see how more people than ever before are trying to quit, but we also understand how difficult it is. This is why No Smoking Day, which was March the 11th, is an important date in the calendar. Whether you're making the decision to stop today or are already on that journey and need a reminder of the health, well-being and financial benefits and the support available, the NHS in the South West is here to support you. From tailored one-to-one local services to the NHS smoke-free app and nicotine replacement therapy to help with the cravings, we have more tools and techniques to help people quit successfully and improve their own health. Smoking remains the main cause of preventable death and disease in the Southwest, with over 6,500 people dying from smoking-related diseases every year. Learn more about 24/7 support and stop smoking tips with the NHS Smoke-Free app.
Park fortified against encampments. A traveller hotspot has been fortified in a bid to prevent future encampments. Newton Abbott's Osborne Park has been the destination of choice for a number of groups of travellers in recent years. Now it has been ringed with a sturdy rail and earth buns are being constructed to make it even more impregnable. The work is part of a £73,000 project by Teignbridge Council to protect a number of locations which have proved vulnerable to unauthorised encampments in the past. The council has installed new height barriers and other measures such as earth banks and wooden posts in Osborne Park, Ford Park, Courtney Park, Bakers Park, Decoy Countryside Park, Sandringham Park and Coach Road. The move follows 6 incidents across the district last summer. The council says the incidents upset local residents and left it having to pay clean-up costs. At the same time, the council pledged to work with neighbouring authorities and other agencies to explore the development of a network of transit sites to provide designated temporary stopping places for gypsies and travellers. Teignbridge currently has one designated site at Holden Ridge. When the project was launched last year, Council Leader Richard Keeling said, "We realise for many of our residents it's been difficult and at times frustrating, but we hope this proactive and balanced approach will help improve and protect our green spaces. By investing in preventative measures and working with partners to explore longer-term solutions, we're aiming to reduce disruption for residents and ensure a fair and lawful process for all."
Vet warns of deadly dog condition. A vet in Newton Abbott is raising awareness of a life-threatening condition in dogs which can prove fatal after saving Whippet Nico. Dr. Lennon Fu, founder of Amity Vet Care, says pyometra can be difficult to spot. 3-year-old Nico was taken to Dr. Fu by her owners when she didn't seem quite right. There were only subtle changes in her behaviour, but enough to worry her owners, who trusted their instincts and took her to be checked over. Nico was suffering from pyometra, a serious and potentially life-threatening uterine infection that affects unspayed female dogs. Her owners had noticed she wasn't herself and quieter, but was diagnosed early, treated quickly, and has since made a full recovery. Pyometra is a severe infection of the uterus that most commonly develops several weeks after a heat cycle. While it can progress quietly at first, the condition can rapidly become life-threatening without urgent treatment. Warning signs can include lethargy or reduced appetite, increased drinking or urination, vomiting or diarrhea, and abdominal discomfort or swallowing. Importantly, not every dog will show all of these signs. In some cases, the changes can be subtle, which is why veterinary assessment is so critical. Diagnosis involves a thorough physical examination, blood testing, and imaging, such as ultrasound. Once identified, treatment typically requires emergency surgery to remove the infected uterus. Because Nico's condition was recognised early, her treatment was timely and successful, and today she is back to her bright, energetic self. Dr. Fu explained, "This case is shared for educational purposes, not judgment. Pyometra can develop even in well-cared-for pets, and the early signs are not always obvious. Acting quickly when something feels off can make all the difference."
Three-way lights for roadworks. Drivers in Newton Abbott face increased delays on Ashburton Road as roadworks move into the next phase, requiring three-way temporary traffic lights. So far, the road had been under two-way traffic lights. However, three-way traffic lights have now been installed. The new phase of work, phase three, is one of the few times three-way lights are required. As a result, queuing times, particularly during peak times, are expected to increase. In an update to residents, Councillor Jacqueline Fry said, "As the lights are being controlled by a central control room using CCTV and queuing data, they are adjusting the phases and timings accordingly to keep things as balanced as possible. This may mean that the side road is kept on red for longer periods if there is low demand, to try and keep the main road flowing as best as possible. Work to install utility services along the A383 to the Houghton Barton housing development had been due to start in November 2025. However, the work was pushed back until February 2026 after a public backlash and subsequent discussions between the key players, Teignbridge District Council, Devon County Council and Bloor Homes. As such, Bloor Homes will carry out the work under temporary traffic lights for around 30 weeks from February.